Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the Wikipedia page for Journey Planner. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Vernado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe to this journey.
Great pun, Rachel.
Thank you.
We have a very special guest, everybody. Please put your hands together for Scott Lingell. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Scott Lingell from Adventure Genie. Adventure Genie is a great way to plan your trip and actually solves all those dumb problems that you have when you're trying to plan a trip and you have to go to Google and it's just a mess. And then you have to click on 19 things to figure out what to do. Adventure Genie takes that and makes it easy for you. Have I accurately described it?
Yes, you have.
All right.
But specifically targeted at the RVer or the camper, but absolutely.
And that is enough information for you to understand why we're reading the page for Journey Planner. Here we go. Journey Planner. A journey planner, trip planner, or route planner is a specialized search engine used to find an optimal means of traveling between two or more given locations, sometimes using more than one transport mode. Searches may be optimized on different criteria, for example, fastest, shortest, fewest changes, cheapest. They may be constrained, for example, to leave or arrive at a certain time to avoid certain waypoints, etc. A single journey may use a sequence of several modes of transport, meaning the system may know about public transport services as well as transport networks for private transportation. Trip planning or journey planning is sometimes distinguished from route planning, which is typically thought of as using private modes of transportation such as cycling, driving, or walking, normally using a single mode at a time. Trip or journey planning, in contrast, would make use of at least one public transport mode, which operates according to published schedules, given that public transport services only depart at specific times, unlike private transport, which may leave at any time. An algorithm must therefore not only find a path to a destination, but seek to optimize it so as to minimize the waiting time incurred for each leg. In European standards, such as transmodal trip planning is used specifically to describe the planning of a route for a passenger to avoid confusion with the completely separate process of planning the operational journeys to be made by public transport vehicles on which such trips are made. Well, now you get the idea.
Oh, I got the idea. Trip planners have been widely used in the travel industry since the 1970s by booking agents. The growth of the internet, the proliferation of geospatial data, and the development of information technologies generally has led to the rapid development of many self-service app or browser-based online intermodal trip planners.
A trip planner may be used in conjunction with ticketing and reservation systems.
So where is Adventure Genie on all of these different features?
Modalities. So I think, you know, if you look at the underlying technologies and discrete tools that they're calling out here, you might think of it, well, first I'd go probably way back to when you had travel agents, like physical travel agents way back in the day that you would call, and I guess they still exist. And then, as they call it here, with the internet, then you were able to access hotel booking sites directly and car reservations, Avis and Hertz and so forth, and airlines, and you could go to each of them individually. But then you saw things like Expedia and TripAdvisor that would kind of pull together, you know, more holistically a trip and allow you to plan out the entire journey. And that works out really great if you're taking a plane or an automobile or a train and staying in a hotel. But if you're in an RV or a camper, there just isn't anything out there that helps you to plan the whole journey of figuring out what to do, where to stay, how to get there, things to do along the way. And that's where Adventure Genie fits in.
Adventure Genie must have a great database of where to park your camper or you park your RV.
That's right. We believe that we have, and we're just coming out the gate. There are a couple of competitors out there that do this today, but we believe that we have either the largest, certainly one of the largest databases of campgrounds out there for sure.
If we wanted to do a wiki listen trip, okay, if we got an RV, rented an RV, and we wanted to do a wiki listen trip for maybe like 3 days, is that something that you could help us plan?
Absolutely.
Okay, and so if we do it, will you help us? Okay, this is us pulling a wiki listen. Okay,
that's what I'm calling it.
Pulling a wiki listen. If we do it, will you help us if we document the whole process and make videos about it?
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
We'll talk about it.
Who's driving?
Obviously me. Also, I'll be asleep and drunk. I'm kidding. No, I won't be driving. Probably someone will drive. Maybe we'll get a driver.
All right, I've never driven an RV before.
Let's continue. Basic features. Journey planners, also known as trip planners, comprise a front-end user interface to gather travel requirements from the user and present the proposed travel itineraries back to them, and a back-end journey planning engine which performs the actual computation of the possible trip plans, prioritizing these according to the user's optimization criteria, fastest, fewest changes, cheapest, etc., and returning a subset that best satisfy them. That is, you should be best satisfies them. I'll edit that later, everybody. The user interface may run on a terminal, PC, tablet, mobile device, or even be speech-based and may integrate maps and location data to give a visualization of the trip or to simplify the interaction with the user. The journey planning engine may be either local or remote and may have either a monolithic, all data in a single search space, or a distributed architecture, the data for different regions split among different engines, each with their own search space.
Scott, you look like you have something to say about it.
Well, yeah. I think that, like, they're talking about some old school stuff here using terminals and whatnot, but we think that when people want to plan an advanced journey, an advanced trip, maybe a little bit complex that takes you a bunch of places, you're probably not going to want to do that on your phone. You're going to want a little bit more real estate. So, you know, the focus of our solution first is it's all browser based, and we expect that you'd be using an iPad or a PC or any sort of tablet just to give you a little bit more breathing room to.
You're saying that your interface is much more user friendly.
We hope so. We think so. That was a design goal.
Then what they're describing here, which sounds like a steampunk machine.
Doesn't it? Yeah. Yes, agreed.
Simple engines cover only public transport data for a single mode. Others are multimodal, covering public transport data for several modes. Advanced intermodal engines may also include road and footpath routing to cover the access legs to reach the public transport stops and also simultaneously compute routes for travel by private car so that the user may make a comparison between public and private modes. Advanced trip planners may also make use of real-time data to improve their results. This use may be decorative, annotating the results with information about known incidents that might affect the trip, or computational, dynamically using the predicted departure and arrival times from a real-time feed such as the CEN Service Interface for Real-Time Information to give more accurate trip plans for trips taking place in the near future. The capabilities of the back-end engine limit what may be offered in the user interface. The available data limits the capabilities of the back-end engine. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you say the word mode over and over.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you for listening to that message. I hope you didn't say the word mode over and over again. Why would you? Let's get back to it.
Inputs. The minimum inputs to a trip planner are an origin and destination place and the date and time of travel, which can be defaulted to the current moment. The interface may provide various methods to discover and specify an origin or destination, including specifying the name of a geocoded place, a stop or station code, a street address, a point of interest, that is, a tourist attraction or other named common destination, or a spatial coordinate, usually specified by an interactive web map. Current locations can also be obtained from a GPS location service or from an IP address lookup. A location finding function of the trip planner will typically first resolve the origin and destination into the nearest known nodes on the transport network in order to compute a trip plan over its data set of known public transport journeys. I did want to add that in Adventure Genie, the kind of things that a user would identify would be, in fact, these points of interest. For instance, they might say, I'd like to take a trip to the national parks of the Southwest. And through our database and through AI, we'd be able to recommend specific national parks for them to visit. We'd know where their typical starting point is, and we'd be able to develop a route along the way.
Not bad. Depending on the journey planning engine and the data sets which are available to it, many other additional inputs may be supported. For example, which transport modes to include or exclude.
Whether to constrain the time of travel by arrival time, departure time, or to allow a flexible window within which travel may be undertaken.
Trip detour preferences for any preferred routing for the trip via intermediate stop points.
Trip optimization preferences, for example, the shortest trip versus the fewest changes.
Trip cost optimization preferences, for example, the cheapest versus the most convenient.
Accessibility preferences, step-free, wheelchair accessible, etc., and whether to allow extra time for connections.
Access preferences, how long the user is prepared to walk to a stop, etc.
class of travel and desired onboard facilities.
Congestion preferences, least crowded versus shortest trip, etc.
Information relevant for selecting fares and the cheapest option, the type of user, adult, child, senior, student, etc., ownership of travel cards, etc.
Justification of the trip, for example, a family getaway versus a business trip,
etc.
I think it's so funny that it ends that list with etc. He's like, you can never name all of these, etc. It is your turn up to do a lot of work. Outputs. After the trip planner has computed and prioritized a trip or set of possible trips, these are presented to the user as a list for the user to choose from. They may also or instead be displayed on a map, again, depending on the capabilities of the planner and the available data the results may include. The times and departure points of trips from stops or stations, possibly with the exact platform to use and even the boarding point of the platform. Does Adventure Genie do that?
Well, we generally don't bring our RVs to train stations, so the platform would be less relevant to us. But we give very detailed routing instructions, and we'll take into account, for instance, for us, they would need to be big rig safe. So we'll take into account bridges and tunnels.
I'm going to say that's a yes then. I'm going to say yes.
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 Yes. Trip maps showing the path of the trip legs on a map.
Yes or no for Adventure Genie? What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. We do trip legs on a
map.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Route maps showing the network topology. Yes.
Yes.
Stop area maps and other directions to identify the location of the stops at the boarding and alighting points.
If I knew what an alighting point was, I'd say yes.
That's funny. I didn't know what it meant either, and so great.
Yes. Information about the heading signs shown on the vehicle in order to identify the correct transport vehicle to take.
Yes. Take the RV.
Yes.
Information
on the transfer times needed to make the access and connection legs. Yes.
Step-by-step directions in order to follow an access leg to a stop, enter a station or large interchange such as an airport, or make a transfer on a connection leg, including the accessibility characteristics of each step.
Yeah, kinda.
Yeah, kinda. Great.
Information on the accessibility characteristics of the vehicles on specific legs. Wheelchair hoist, wheelchair spaces, etc.
Yes, for our points of interest. Information on the at-stop and onboard facilities. Parking, buffet car, Wi-Fi, etc. Yes.
Information on disruption or delays expected on specific trip legs or modes.
Not yet.
But you don't do the traffic thing?
So we don't do real-time traffic. The tool is meant to be used to plan a large trip in advance, not to be used while you're driving down the highway.
Oh, okay. But then later on, are you planning on adding that? Because I'm sure people are going to ask about it.
Yes.
Yes. Information on available fares for the trip.
Yes. Campground costs. Yes.
Cool. Definitely. I mean, we do understand this is specific to RV and we're reading a more general page. I totally get it, but I'm glad that you're answering in your specific part of this whole, I guess, subject that yes. You have the yes answers. Additional features. Some trip planners integrate information services other than point-to-point trip planning into their user interface. For example, to provide timetables for routes, real-time arrivals and departures at stops, or real-time disruption notices, additional visualizations may be offered. Google, for example, has a Gantt chart-like Schedule Explorer that can be used to visualize the relative timings of different trip plans. Another powerful visualization is the Isochrome map. which shows relative travel times as relative distances. I just want to read what an isochrome map is really quick for everybody. An isochrome map in geography and urban planning is a map that depicts the area accessible from a point within a certain time threshold. An isochrome is defined as a line drawn on a map connecting points at which something occurs or arrives at the same time in hydrology and transportation.
I don't really understand, but that's okay. I'm stupid. A trip planner may also have more than one user interface, with each optimized for different purposes. For example, online self-service done with a web browser, an interface for call center agents, one for use on mobile devices, or special interfaces for visually impaired users.
Some commercial trip planners include aspects of discovery shopping for accommodations and activities and price comparison for some aspects of a trip, which we do a ton of in Metrogeni. That is our specialty.
I'm sold. Now, isn't it true that you have a discount code for Wiki listeners if they want to use Adventure Genie?
We do. It is WikiListen60. WikiListen60. And we will give your listeners $60 off of our price for a 1-year subscription. $60 off the price of a 1-year subscription.
Wow. That's the price of like a tank and a quarter of gas in an energy efficient car. That's amazing.
That's true. But we're pleased to do it.
All right. Well, we hope our Wiki listeners check it out. How do they get the discount?
Yeah. Go to adventuregenie.com and go ahead and create an account. And by the way, we offer free accounts to everybody, and you get to use a bunch of the features of our application for free, including our campground database and our Genie trips, which we didn't even talk about much, but they're pretty cool. Your listeners should go and check out the Genie trips because they're free. But when you go and use the trip planning aspects, that's when you need a paid subscription, and that's where you can get the $60 off.
Wait, what do you do to get the $60 off?
Enter the discount code that we gave you, WikiListen60.
That's perfect. All right, everybody, please go check it out, and let's do this. This has been the Wikipedia page for Journey Planner.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your adventures in RVs.
If there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, let us know. We'll read it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.